thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Ray of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you, stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. Opening our service with an old favorite of many, entitled Calvary. We're truly thankful for all of your rich blessings. We realize that it is in Thee that we live and move and have our being. And without You, we can do nothing. So we're praying that we can have the Holy Spirit's blessings on our efforts today, and also that the Spirit will visit each listener and make the program a blessing to them. I know that You love everyone. You are no respecter of persons. So bless our congregation today and bless this service to their good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible teaches us that the time will come when this old world shall pass away and will not be found. But we have a selection now by the choir entitled, This World Is Not My Home.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through.
Our subject for today's broadcast, I pray thee, have me excused. And our text of scripture is Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 20. Then said he unto them, or unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. They first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I cannot but go and see what it's like, and I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. This is one of the many parables Jesus gave. He always had a reason, a truth, that he wanted to present when he gave a parable, and so it is in this one. We understand Jesus himself was the one that was preparing the great feast. Salvation is the greatest feast offered to the family of man, and Jesus is the only one that can offer it. The prodigal son ended up feeding swine, so hungry he considered eating some of what he was feeding them. A picture of what Satan has to offer mankind. The servants that were sent out was the ministers of the gospel, and the message they had was, Come, for all things are now ready. Jesus has paid the price for our salvation, is now inviting whosoever will to come to the feast. But they began to make excuse. That is what I want to dwell on this in this message. I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. You know, it would seem only sensible and reasonable that if a man was going to buy a piece of property, he would want to look at it first. Why didn't he go and look at it at first? Why wait until after he had bought it? We have an excuse for not coming to the Lord's Supper. And then, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. Now listen, we're talking about a farmer who had some common sense. For him to have bought 5 yoke of oxen and not have examined them or tested them before he bought them would not really be reasonable or sensible. Another excuse. He had to go at night. The supper, you know, was an evening meal. It was supper, not lunchtime, not breakfast. It was evening time. So he had to go at night to test these 5 yoke of oxen. Again, we have nothing but an excuse for not going to the supper. I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Why not bring her along? Maybe she would have enjoyed the meal herself if she had been invited by him to go along. Another excuse for not going. It is true that under the old covenant, if a man got married, he was not to be called to military duty for a year, but that wasn't the case here in this situation. She was his wife, and he had a right, I would assume, to bring her along. So why not bring her along? Maybe she would have enjoyed the feast. Excuse, to serve, and explanation or justification for or justify, absolve a selfish act that nothing will excuse. That's the meaning, at least the partial meaning, of the word excuse. And let me read it again. To serve as an explanation or justification for justify, absolve a selfish act that nothing will excuse. These three examples given did not justify or absolve a selfish act. They were an insult to the one who invited them. I'd like to call your attention for the moment to the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6, beginning with verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now we can truly say that these three excuses were given by men who were putting material things ahead of the things of God. Jesus Christ, the Master Teacher, teaches us that we are to put God first in our lives. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many people today are putting material things ahead of the things of God and are offering excuses for not serving God? The three excuses, I say, that these individuals gave did not absolve them of their selfish act. You who have had the privilege of hearing the gospel, and I do not mean to insult anyone or hurt anyone's feelings with this question, but you who have had the privilege of hearing the gospel, what is your excuse for not being a Christian? Yes, what is your excuse for not being a Christian? What are you putting ahead of God? What are you putting ahead of seeking first the kingdom of God? And though I intend to become one someday, what some people would say today, but not now. I have plenty of time. Well, do you really have plenty of time? Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So James tells us in James chapter 4 and verse 14. In this regard, I'd like to refer you to another parable. And this one is found in Luke also in chapter 12. And it's verses 16 through 21. And it's about a rich farmer. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He had a good crop that was coming on. And as he looked it over it, he thought, well, this crop is so bountiful that's coming on, my little barns will not hold it. What shall I do? And he thought for a moment, and he said, this I will do. I'll have my men to pull down these little barns, use the material and add to it to build bigger barns. And while he was thinking of that, he said to himself that, you know, I'll have plenty to eat, and I'll be able to take my knees and have plenty to eat, plenty to take care of me for even years to come. And while he was thinking on that, he heard a voice. Yes, he heard a voice. And this night is what the voice said. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This rich farmer went home with a different look on his face than before, what he had before he heard that voice. And he went in, and his wife looked at him, and she saw the troubled look that he had on his face. And she asked him, husband, what's wrong? And he said, well, I heard a voice while I was out there looking over the crops. You heard a voice? Yes, I heard a voice. Well, what did the voice say? The voice said, this night my soul shall be required of me. And she said, oh, husband, you just had a complete physical examination last week, and the doctor pronounced you in perfect health. What do you mean you're going to die tonight? This voice spoke, and I would have to say it spoke with authority, and it said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. So don't say that you have plenty of time, for your life is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. I'll get saved when I am older. That's an excuse that some people use. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of life, many years, and many days of darkness will come, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. So Solomon said, Ecclesiastes 11 and 8. Oh, my family would be opposed to me becoming a Christian. That's what some people use as an excuse. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 36. If anyone come to me and loves me less than his family members, he cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 and verse 26. Yes, if we're going to be a disciple of Christ, we must love him more than we do father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, yea, even our own life. What would my friends think? That's another excuse some people use. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So we read in Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. the gods of this world has blinded the minds of the people. What does the sinful world have that is more desirable than what God has to offer? And I'd like to ask you that question again. What does the sinful world have more desirable than what God has to offer? Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24, 25, and 26. What do you think Moses would say if he were able to be asked that question today? Moses, did you make a mistake in the choice you made? No. If I had that responsibility again, I would make the same choice. I would choose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What kind of reward does a life of sin offer? Think about that for a moment. What kind of a reward does a life of sin offer? Love not the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passeth away, and the desires thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17. Again, I ask, you who have heard the gospel preached, what is your excuse for not being a Christian? Note what the man who prepared the great supper had to say about those who made excuses. I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden and refused to come shall taste of my supper. Luke chapter 14 and verse 24. Beloved, whenever you are called by the Spirit, is the time to answer that call and be saved. For it is possible to cross the deadline. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden and refused to come shall taste of my supper. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. No excuse will be accepted at the judgment bar of God. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Heavenly Father, bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we also have an archive of a number of our broadcasts that you can download and listen to if you have missed any or would like to hear one over. You may also join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And I did not see the empty tomb that day. I still believe, for I know what Jesus did for me. Yes, I know what Jesus did for me. Now I have seen the lowest sin sick soul have life anew, be made pure and Jesus did.